items, sir, and before we get started, what is your name, sir?
Mills, John, 072888.
Okay, Mr. Mills, you have appeared for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency and as much as you have been certified by the Department of Corrections for a 412B-1411 hearing today. Now, let me just make one comment before I go any further, sir, with your hearing. We take note that on the calendar that we have that you were scheduled for a revocation hearing, but you have been certified for a parole hearing. Therefore, we want to know if you wish to have your hearing today, or should we continue it to another day for, so that you can be certified on the calendar for a parole hearing, because you are certified for a parole hearing. This might be a typo, but we need your consent if we are to continue with your hearing, sir.
Yeah, you can give me my hearing now.
Well, you want to go ahead with it, and remember that this will be a parole hearing, sir.
Yeah, parole hearing.
Okay, yes, sir. Well, we will move forward. Thank you so very much. I just wanted to get that on record, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, sir. Once again, would you be kind enough just to state your name and your ADC number just for the record, sir?
Mills, John, 072888.
Thank you so very much, sir. You appear for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for your 412B, and that is moved to your next executive sentence or a detainer to move you or absolute discharge. Based upon information that we have, and we stand to be corrected, at least I stand to be corrected, you're currently serving a sentence for armed robbery. Am I correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
That's a 35-year sentence, and it began back on July 20th, 1988, and you became parole eligible on October 20th, 2013. And your SED date is listed as July 20th, 2023. Do you think that information is correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, sir. You cannot see us because we're doing this by telephone today. We have some technical problems on our end, therefore we're doing it by telephone. And I just want to introduce you to the boards today, the board members who are present today. And they are the Honorable Mr. Rui Kiwanis, the Honorable Mr. David Neal, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, and my name is C.T. Wright. I am serving as your board chair for your hearing today, sir. We have your application for this hearing today, and we certainly appreciate you sharing that with us, and based on information that we have, and I just want to go over some of it, and if any of it is incorrect, I stand to be corrected, sir. But based on the information that we have, you have had some programs. Take note that you had substance abuse education, you had the GED. Did you complete the GED program, sir?
Yes, I did, sir, in Winslow.
Okay, we commend you on that, sir. We also take note that you also had the reentry program. Did you complete that, sir?
It's still ongoing.
Still ongoing. So we commend you for moving forward on that one, sir. I do take note that you plan on being extradited to California to begin serving your sentence in California Department of Corrections. Is that still the case, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, sir. And what is that sentence, sir? Because we don't, that's something between you and California, but just so we have some idea, if you're transferred, what would you be transferred to California for? What crime?
I have 36 years plus a license.
You have 36 years in California plus
license.
Okay, sir. Well, thanks so much for sharing that with the board. I also take note, sir, that in terms of your disciplines, your last discipline that we show would have been in 2017. That would be February of 2017, and that would have been positive drug paraphernalia and positive or refusal. All of that would have been on the same day last year, so did you have a, have you been using drugs while you've been incarcerated, or what happens to in terms of drugs since you've been incarcerated, sir?
Oh, I used to. I don't anymore.
You don't anymore. So when the last time you used drugs, sir?
Probably about 2 years ago.
2 years ago. Okay. And when you did use drugs, what kind were you using, sir?
Heroin.
Heroin. Oh, yeah. Pretty powerful. So what persuaded you to stop using drugs, sir?
I'm getting old, and my body can't take it no more.
Okay, sir. Well, you're still a young man. You're just, what, 62 years of age? So
yeah.
I still say, well, you're still young, sir.
Well, I've had hepatitis for since 40 years.
Oh, okay. Well, I can understand right now you want to stop using drugs, sir. Okay. Based on information that I see, that the last time you appeared before this board would have been in 2013, I believe, and at that time you were denied, as well as in 2012. Have you appeared before this board since 2013, sir?
I didn't appear before this board in 2013. I appeared in 2012.
You appeared in 2012, yes, sir, and you did not appear in 2013. Okay, thanks for calling that to my attention, sir, because we just want to make sure that we have everything on record that is correct, and you are absolute correct, because in 2013 you refused to appear. You did not show. Okay, sir.
No, they took me to the Sally Court and told me that you guys didn't want to see me and send me back.
Oh, okay, sir. So they really want to see you. Okay, okay, sir. Okay, well, I'm going to move forward, sir, and I'm going to just state very briefly some information that I bring, and my information is coming basically from the pre-sentence report, as well as other information that's been presented to the board. It seems to me that this particular crime started back on July 15, 1988, and that's when the Maricopa Sheriff's Office, Maricopa County Sheriff's Office, arrived at the United Bank in Phoenix on Thunderbird, in the West Side City to be exact, in reference to an armed robbery, and you and your co-defendant, you was there to rob this particular financial institution. And were you successful in that robbery, sir? Did you get any money to do that robbery?
Yes, sir. I robbed the bank and got away. You got some money.
Would you got about $4,000, sir? Almost $4,300?
Yeah, I don't really remember. I got caught just hours later.
Yes, sir. And then, account three in 1988, also you entered and robbed the Valley National Bank, and then July 19th, you robbed another program, and then you were involved in that high-speed chase, and that's when they stopped you, and I think you were fired at the police officers when they was trying to catch you, didn't you, sir?
Yes, sir, I did shoot the police.
Okay.
They were shooting me.
Did you hit them?
When
you
were no.
Did they hit you, or both of you, or all of you were successful in not being hit, sir?
Long time I was shot was in the shootout in California. Okay. I got shot twice, sir,
okay,
before I came over here.
Okay, sir. In California, you also robbing banks, sir. What were you doing in California?
Same thing I was doing here.
Okay. You don't have to answer this one, but why did you start robbing banks, sir, in California and in Arizona? Any particular reason?
I had a drug habit with heroin and cocaine.
Okay, and that will let you do it. That will let you do it, sir. Absolutely. And based on information that I believe that you have, in terms of arrest, and you can correct me on this, that you had 10 arrests in California and 3 in the state of Arizona. Is that basically correct, sir?
I would think so.
And that you were married and you did have one child. Do you have any connection at all with family?
Yes, I'm still married and my daughter still lives.
Oh, well, that's great. So, do you want to live with your wife or your daughter to visit you, sir?
I haven't seen my daughter in 2005, but they live in Oregon, so if I get to California, they'll be able to visit each year.
Okay. And, do you have any other relatives aside from your wife and your daughter, sir?
No, pretty much everybody else died.
Okay. And I see that I do take note that you do owe restitution in Arizona about $4,290 plus of $307.
That shouldn't be correct there.
Well, that's not correct, sir. Do you have any have you paid any restitution so far, sir?
No, I never paid restitution. The judge said I didn't have to pay no restitution.
The judge said you didn't have to pay. Okay, so you're lucky. You don't have to pay anything back. Okay, sir. Okay, sir. Well, let me just ask this, and this is an unfair question. You don't have to answer it, sir. You know, and this would not influence this board one way or the other in terms of its votes, you know. In as much as you are now in Arizona, and if you are alone to your next consecutive sentence, you would go to the detainer in California. If you were given a preference, do you prefer staying in Arizona or going to California Department of Correction? Which one would you prefer, sir?
I would prefer California.
Well, you prefer California. Okay, sir. Well, I appreciate your honesty, sir. Okay, sir. At this time, I'm going to see if other board members might have some questions for you at this time, sir.
Yes, sir.
Board members, any questions? Okay, I don't see any questions at all coming from any other board members at this time. Therefore, we're going to move on, sir, and we're coming towards the end of your hearing. We want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board before the board goes into discussion and makes its determination for today as it relates to your hearing. So anything else you want to tell the board without repeating yourself, sir?
No, I did my time without complaining. I pled guilty. I haven't complained anything. I've done my time. I'm just looking to try to get to California before I get too old, you know what I mean? And get set up over there. I got to do it. I'm going to die in prison over there.
Okay, sir. Okay. Well, thank you so very much. At this time, the board is going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet, but please stay on the phone. As part of the open meeting law in the state of Arizona, of course, so we do everything in the open. We don't do anything behind closed doors, so you can listen. And following our discussion, the board will make its determinations. The board is now in discussion. I find that Mr. Woods is a very interested person. He was a bank robber in both California and in the state of Arizona. And if he is paroled for his next consecutive sentence, he will be paroled to California. He would not be paroled here in Arizona. That's why we have a detainer to California. I think that I recognize the fact that his CSED date is listed as SED date rather than listed as 2023. So, but just as one board member, I just can even though I know we can have it can he can go to California immediately. But in as much as the crimes were committed in the state of Arizona, I'm not in favor of sending them to California at this time, but I'm prepared to listen to other board members because I'm only one board member. Yes, ma'am, the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse.
Well, Dr. Wright, it looks like on Ames, he's got an earned release credit date of August 8th of this year.
Yes, ma'am, he does have that.
So
and
we may be at that point.
Yeah, and that would be at the discretion of the director of DOC. The director of DOC could give him that. Okay, that would be something that would have to take place there. Okay, I do understand. So I think that you were suggesting that we might just go ahead. Okay. Any further discussion by board members at this time? I don't hear the further discussion by board members at this time. Therefore, in view of what has been called my attention by Ms. Rittenhouse, I'm going ahead and make a motion, and my motion is going to be to grant Mr. John L. Mills, ADC number 72888, his detainer to the state of California. And it is to grant his detainer and to deny his absolute discharge. That is my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, wait a minute, now, let me make sure. Okay, now I'm making the motion. C.T. Wright made the motion. Who seconded it? Seconded by Mr. Neal and agreed by the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, the Honorable Mr. Kiwanis, and the Honorable Mr. Johnson. Okay, and I think that we have a release type. But I think that, I don't think there would be any, I don't think that we need to give any reasons. That's where he would be eligible, if the department, the chairman, I mean, if the director of DOC sees fit, he can leave the state as early as later this year. If we have to complete it here in Arizona, it would be in 2023. This will, any further discussion? Do you understand what has happened, sir?
Not really. You're granting me to California, but you're not paroling me.
Yes, this will be paroled to California. You will be paroled to California. However, I would call to your attention, sir, that would be dependent upon whether the final decision on that would be made by the director of DOC, sir. If he sees fit, then you would be paroled to California on August the 8th of this year, sir.
Oh, August 8th?
Yes, sir. But that's not a guarantee, sir. He's going to have to review it. Once he's reviewed it, then that determination will be made, sir.
And so, will I be notified of this?
Yes, sir. You will be notified. Yes, sir. You will know what happened. Yes, sir. There are no secrets. Yes, sir.
All right.
Okay, sir. Well, this is going to end your hearing. I want to thank you so very much for participating in your hearing today, and good luck. And if you go over to California later this year, we wish you the best there. And if you remain in Arizona, we wish you the best in the great state of Arizona. This will end your hearing. Thank you so very much, sir. And please have a great, great day, sir.
Right. Thank you,
sir. Mm-hmm.